Our old people talked about a land in the distant east, Ngarrawin. A long time ago, it was occupied by our very old people. The land was no good for hunting, and it was decided that they would look for better hunting grounds. The people knew their small canoes wouldn't make it, and there was only one vessel big enough to take them across the sea. Buriburi, who was a large person, had the only vessel that could make the journey, but he was greedy and wouldn't share with anyone. People kept watching Buriburi and his vessel and hoped that he may leave it for just enough time for everyone to get in and start their journey. But Buriburi never left his big vessel. The people held a secret meeting, and it was decided that Gunnargan, being a great friend of Buriburi, would distract him long enough for everyone to get in and row away. The next morning, Gunnargan said to Buriburi, "Come over here and let me go through your hair and get all the lice for you." Buriburi was annoyed by the lice in his hair, so he tied down his big canoe to a rock nearby and laid down to allow Gunnargan to go through his hair. Gunnargan signaled to the other people to start getting into Buriburi's vessel. As Gunnargan was scratching near Buriburi's ears so he couldn't hear the boat being taken, Buriburi asked, "Starfish, is my baranga okay?" Which Starfish replied using two pieces of wood nearby, "Yes, can you hear? I am tapping on it." This continued as Buriburi's vessel was nearly out of sight. Buriburi lifted his head and realized he had been betrayed by his friend, went into a great rage and fought Gunnargan. The fight lasted a little while, with Gunnargan striking Buriburi with one of those sticks he was using to tap together, piercing it into the top of Buriburi's head. Buriburi fought and beat Gunnargan until he couldn't move anymore. Because of that battle, Gunnargan fell into the bottom of the sea and turned into the starfish we know today. Buriburi jumped into the sea and started to take pursuit on his vessel. As he was swimming, he started turning into the humpback whale, and still furious at Gunnargan, he spurted blood, then water, from the hole that Gunnargan made. The pursuit lasted days and days, and towards the end, when everyone started to get tired and was too exhausted to row, Koala continued to row, showing off his big arms. As he kept rowing, his arms got stronger and he started to get grey fur everywhere on his body. Eventually they saw new land and Buriburi was close behind, and in his excitement, Crane started to dance and grew feathers and a beak. As his long legs started to appear, he put holes in the bottom of Buriburi's vessel, bringing water into it. As they reached land and the people, now animals, hopped out of the vessel, Koala pushed it out into sea, and it turned upside down and turned into a large island off Lake Illawarra called Gangmangang. Koala was so exhausted he crawled up into a tree where he slept, hanging onto the trees with his large arms. Crane continues to dance when he gets excited. Buriburi and his ancestors continue to look for his canoe, spurting water from the hole Gunnargan made, swimming up and down our coastline and within our country. We can tell where Buriburi and his ancestors have been by the islands in our country, harbours and bays, stretching from Sydney Harbour down to the coast to Shoalhaven.